as
God
intended.
Let's go.
And welcome to Looking for Healing Radio. As you know by now, this is hopefully the friendly voice of Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. H, Dr. Hanale, whatever you want to call me. So as far as everybody's radio shows this week, I know on mine, I talked a lot about electric nutrition. We're doing, I think, a 3, maybe 4-part series on electric nutrition. Want to start looking at the body as not just a chemical organism. You know, we keep getting reduced to these chemicals, you know, like it's this chemical issue. It's the chemical creating an electron exchange that's going on. I just actually got done. Dr. Thomas Levy is filming a new course that we're going to release at the Energetic Health Institute on redox reaction, reduction, oxidation. That's what redox means, but he's doing just a really great job of showing the simplicity of all this, right? All it is an exchange of electrons. That's what's going on. Our bodies are definitively electric. And a toxin is going to disrupt the electron transfer and movement. A antioxidant is going to promote it. And that's why antioxidants are so healing. It's why grounding is so healing. I mean, folks, I'm going to tell you something. I personally am going to be screaming from the mountaintops moving forward. Is that if you want to deal with EMFs, you want to feel that you are protected and safe from EMFs, the number one thing you got to do is get into a better habit with your technology, a habit that includes grounding, all right? So starting out today, just in the first segment, second segment, third segment, we're going to take your questions for sure. I'll do my best with your questions. But the first segment, all I want to do is kind of share with you what we've learned, a little recap, if you will, from what we did on Healing for the Ages this past week. One of the big deals that we keep hearing people is, I'm so concerned about all these EMFs, these 5G towers, the phones, I'm so concerned about everything. How do I shield myself from all of this, right? Now, that's an understandable concept. Like, I want to be shielded from something that is potentially threatening me. Well, personally, me, and I can say this, I've done it. I spent the last 6 months testing shielding products. We've spent close to $20,000. What am I saying? $20,000 purchasing equipment, purchasing products to test out. You know, and what do we see over and over and over again? That shielding products don't do what they say they're going to do. They don't stop radio frequencies, magnetic fields, electric fields. They don't do it. It was driving me so crazy after a couple months. I was like, it can't be that I just haven't found the right companies. We've gone and used the top companies and their products. We've tested them. They just didn't work. Now, maybe there's a unicorn out there in the shielding industry. I don't know. I haven't found it yet. I have not found it yet. But something happened. In doing all this research, research on quantum dots, research on how the body is electric, research on healing potentials, I really encourage you to get the book, The Body Electric, by Dr. Robert Becker and read it. It's a very intriguing book. I encourage you to read Lakofsky, all right? George's Lakofsky, The Secret of Life. These books are written in 1939, The Secret of Life, and 1985, The Body Electric. So this is long before we get into this crazy age that we're in right now. Or in the Body Electric case, probably like right at the beginning of the crazy age. The crazy age, in my opinion, started really around 1980. You know, where you see the advent of GMOs and all this stuff, the world just started changing way too fast. Well, now we're at this place where there's an invisible issue. That invisible issue are frequencies. Now, many of you will report being around technology, routers, you know, things like that, and you just have a ringing in your ear. You're not making that up. That's actually happening. You are very sensitive to EMFs. That's a blessing, a little curse too, if you're around too many EMFs, but it's a blessing. A lot of us have felt when we're holding our phones too long, we start getting this tingling going up our arm, right? Well, that's EMF toxic accumulation in the nervous system and in the water of your body. Your body's water, being that it has ions in it, magnesium, chloride, sodium, potassium, bicarbonate, but it has these electrolytes in it, is going to conduct electricity. And what's the conduction of electricity but the movement of electrons? So I'm reading the book on quantum dots, and an idea comes up while I'm reading one of these horrific peer-reviewed articles where these scientists are bragging about what they can do with quantum dots in biomedical applications and how it's minimally toxic that they think, even though there's been no real toxicity studies done on it. And what comes up for me is, well, what would happen if we just grounded the body? Maybe that's one of the reasons grounding feels so good. So what I started doing, I went and got, of course, you know, the grounding continuity tester, and you go and you get a tri-field and, you know, some rudimentary equipment. I have a multimeter. And I said, why don't I start with a simple idea? What is going on that's measurable in my body when I'm standing barefoot on Mother Earth? And does that change when I go into other places, when I put on some shoes, when I go into my house and stand near a router, when I'm around my computer or on my phone? Does that change? Do those same readings change? Right? Simple science, just being curious. That's all science really is, curiosity. Well, when I put my bare feet on Mother Earth and I checked my voltage potential in terms of AC or alternating current, something very interesting happened. It went to absolute zero, and absolute zero instantly. And I said, okay, well, let me check my voltage potential DC or direct current. And something very interesting happened. We noticed that the voltage DC, voltage potential DC, started becoming increasingly more negative until it reached a steady state. So how does that happen? Well, that seems to me like what Clint Ober and Gaetan Chevalier are talking about when it comes to earthing. They say that we are actually bringing electrons from Mother Earth into our body when our bare feet are in connection. And if that's true, we should be able to measure that, right? Well, why would my voltage potential DC become more negative when I'm barefoot and on the earth, if it wasn't for more electrons, which have our negative charge, coming into my body? So it's just like, wow, I think we just proved that. It's pretty neat. Simple, simple little check. I might be wrong on that. I don't know. I'm still in my early stages of research. We're 6 months in. Still, I would consider that early stages, but it makes sense. So then I said, well, let's go inside and see what happens to the voltage AC, alternating current, and the voltage DC when I'm around my computer, for example. And what happened was the voltage AC, which was zero when I'm standing on Mother Earth, jumped. The voltage AC, just being around a computer, was 0.5 to 0.7 volts measurable. When I touch the computer and the computer's ungrounded, it went up to 3 volts. I mean, we're talking like, oh my God, we're heading in the wrong direction. Well, how did I know that's the wrong direction? Because Mother Earth is my reference point. What happens when I'm on Mother Earth and feeling good? Tell me one person who takes their shoes off and walks on grass and doesn't enjoy it, right? Who doesn't like that experience? So then I started doing some more research with Lukovsky and some research with Becker and their wonderful books. And what do we see? What we see is that they had already figured this stuff out long before I did my rudimentary testing, Becker shows conclusively that our bodies and the bodies of all living things are designed to be direct current and direct current only. Lukoski talks openly about the importance of maintaining a connection to Mother Earth, to the ground. And he speculated way back in 1939 that he dreams of a future where people would sleep at night on some type of device that helped connect them to the soil, to Mother Earth. Because that's how you rebalance in this thing. So what came out of it is something a lot of people have been talking about when you get into earthing and grounding, that alternating current or AC is man-made, while DC current, direct current, is God-made, that the earth is DC, that our bodies are DC. That's why we work so well with Mother Earth. But we're in a field man-made of EMFs. And those EMFs that we're exposed to start fighting against our innate natural desire to be VDC, voltage direct current. So the best analogy I can give you all is this. Get in a vehicle with me, all right? Go ahead and jump in my truck, get in the passenger seat, all right? We're going to go driving down the street together. We drive 5 feet, and I slam on the brakes. Your head and your body lurch forward. And then as soon as you lurch forward, I slam on the gas. And then 5 feet later, I stop hard again. And then 5 feet later, I accelerate, and I stop, and I stop, and I go, and I stop, go, stop, 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 go, stop, go, stop. Or better said, stop, start, stop, start, stop, start, stop, start, stop, start. We go down just one block doing that. And I tell you, hey, are you having fun? And you look at me like I'm crazy. When we get to the end of the block and you're like, where are we going? And I say, we're driving from Los Angeles to Miami. And we're going to drive from Los Angeles to Miami just like this. Every 5 feet, I'm going to stop hard and start hard. You want to drive with me? You're going to be like, no. Are you out of your mind? I don't want to drive with you that far. I don't want to drive with you another inch if you're going to start and stop like that the whole time. And you say, you know what? I'm getting out here. You get out at the end of the block and you feel better. Well, what was that? Stop, start, stop, start, stop, start. That's AC. That's alternating current. And that's what your body, when you're in an EMF field, is being exposed to. And that's why your voltage potential as a human, which should be zero, voltage AC should be zero. How do we know that? Because that's what happens when you're connected to Mother Earth. Instead, goes up. And when your voltage potential goes up, that means your body at the cell level is going into start, stop, start, stop, start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. All the while you're in that EMF and all the while you aren't in connection with Mother Earth. Because what's so powerful about Mother Earth is the split second you establish connection with her, all of that vanishes. All the effects of what the EMFs do, raising your voltage alternating current, go bye-bye. So that direct current can take over. Her power, her energy is greater than all this man-made stuff. Our energy connects with Mother Earth's energy. So your greatest shield is going to be connecting to Mother Earth. That's when you get off and out of the vehicle that stop, start, stop, start, stop, start, and you start feeling better. So yes, earthing is important. Taking your shoes off and putting your feet on the ground are very important. But how many people are going to be able to do that for 8 hours a day, right? Because my thing is we better be connected with Mother Earth longer than we're on technology. So it created an opportunity for us, an opportunity to look at how we sleep. What if we could develop a sleep system that we could test and confirm it's working, of course, so that when you lay in that sleep system at night, your voltage AC, man-made alternating current, goes to zero, and your voltage DC becomes increasingly more negative. So you're getting electrons. What if we could create something that does that? Well, thankfully, people were ahead of us. And we put together, we tested a bunch of grounding equipment for the home, beds, shoes, mats for our technology, our phones, our computers. And guess what happened? Every single one of those worked. They did exactly what they said they were going to do. All the tingling in the hands went away. I'm no longer exhausted after I've been working a full day in EMFs and in these invisible EMFs. I sleep at night on a grounding sleep system and something amazing happens. I wake up fully refreshed every day. In fact, we just had a student today. We were talking about it in class today at the Energetic Health Institute. Student said, yeah, her partner is super healthy skeptic, right? Needs data, 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 data. I need data. She put a grounding sleep system on her bed that we had put together. And her partner was like super skeptical. He's like, oh, this isn't going to do anything. After one night on the sleep system, he woke up and he said, I can't lie. That is the best sleep I've had. I just got 9 hours of sleep and I was dreaming. See, dreaming establishes that there's a connection back to the divine. How does that occur? Because you are in only voltage potential, direct current, DC, and you are in harmony connected with Mother Earth for 8, 9, 10 hours, however long you're sleeping. And this is what we're hearing over and over again now. People who have this set up properly are actually healing, even though there's 5G towers all over the place. Now, there's some additional things we got to do with our workstations, some additional things we have to do with our habits with our phones, breaking the phone addiction, which I'm going to be doing a show on, I'm sure. We already did one on this, but I'm going to probably do another one on it. Because I want you to learn how to turn off these hidden antennas, especially the ultra wideband, so that you are no longer being tracked and traced. But what I want you to do is go to energetichealthinstitute.org and download our free EMF guide from the school and from Healing for the Ages. Working together, my goodness, organizations that collaborate, what will the world think of next? I want you to get that free guide and I want you to watch the two free videos in there and you tell me whether what we are showing you convinces you or not. Because once you see those videos, you will not be able to unsee them. And you'll understand why I have completely changed my approach in natural medicine. I used to start with supplements and food. Prior to 2020, that's where I started. It was always successful. And then we started seeing it was becoming less successful since those damn 5G towers went up, since these damn shots have come in. And I have to start asking why. And one of the things that I've come to is we have to address frequencies right now. We have to address clean water right now. Then we can talk about your foods and supplements. And that's what we're doing. There's one other thing I'm going to be working on in the next month, cleaning that air in your home as well. But folks, we are solving the problems that we didn't know we were ever going to have to solve. But we need you to be a part of your rescue and start educating yourself on what we found. So go to get your free guide. It's an EMF guide, simple sign up, simple email. You got the videos right there for you. You got the guide. You're going to love it. It's going to make sense for you. And then start asking us some questions on Looking for Healing Radio about that. Because I want to help you build the best shield you could ever have against these EMFs. And the best shield you could ever have against these EMFs is Mother Earth and being connected to her. Be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio right after these messages.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, Heal Right is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Clean, pure, with premium ingredients, Global Healing's Pure Plant Protein offers 20 grams of protein per scoop, and it's a perfect way to maintain and build lean muscle while indulging yourself. It combines enzymes and probiotics to maximize nutrient absorption, improving digestion and your gut health. Available in vanilla and chocolate flavors, elevate your protein consumption while supporting your overall wellness with Pure Plant Protein. Go to americaoutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
All right, healers, welcome back. I'm going to remind you again, because I'm going to keep reminding everybody, because this is super important. I'm going to be that crazy person on the mountaintop with a bullhorn screaming into a microphone that has like the biggest concert speakers you've ever seen in your life, saying, go and get this EMF guide. It's free. Watch the video. The first video on the sign up page is going to show you what you're around when you are in contact or in proximity, when you're close to your technology. The next one, and then later, we actually filmed this intentionally, folks. We filmed this in a way so that there were no cuts. I didn't want anybody to say we were doing some kind of trickery or something like that. So we actually do a full take. Everything we did actually in just one take. Every video we did was in one take. That's my style. I can't stand doing second, third takes. It actually drives me up the wall. So we did one take of continuous camera action all the way from the computer, the workstation, that environment where you're going to be around a lot of EMFs. It's going to raise your voltage AC. And then we went outside and showed how that changed instantly as soon as you start to Earth, as soon as you establish a connection. After you sign up for it, you get your guide, you'll be able to download the guide straight away. The next video that's also free that shows up on that page, on that thank you page, folks, that one shows you what's going on at your house, from smart meters to routers to microwaves to a whole bunch of stuff, right? The EMFs we have agreed to live with, all right? So if we've agreed to live with them, we better learn how to agree to live with them healthy. And I'm going to tell you the secret to that is going to be grounding, grounding, grounding. Connecting to Mother Earth, there is no better shield for our health with all this crazy stuff than Mother Earth, all right? And it is key if you want to understand, if you want to really feel what the supplements you're purchasing are going to do. Like you go to Global Healing and you get, you know, that wonderful vitamin C that I've been bragging about, or the Ultimate Cellular Health, or the Bioactive Copper, or the Foreign Protein Cleanse, or any of the wonderful things in that catalog. And you put in promo code America, and you put in a promo code Out Loud and get that 15% off. If you want to feel what those actually do, for your body, you need to make sure that you are getting into this habit of grounding. So make sure you get the free EMF guide, because in there are instructions on how to build your grounding sleep system. We've already established with a whole bunch of companies that we have tested so that the stuff works, that you setting up your system the way we teach you to do it. Please do not cut corners. I had people asking me questions on, well, what if I did this? What if I only did a little bit of this? I'm going to tell you all a little secret between me and you. We're close, right? We've been talking for a while. Can I have a moment with you? Do you know how hard it is for me putting in the work that I put in to go ahead and test and then organize this information and then learn how to teach it to you and put together the free guides and do these videos and do these radio shows and all that stuff. You know how hard it is for me to do all that work and come out with something that we can prove is a solution? And somebody's first question to me before they've even read the guide, before they've even watched the videos, is how to cut a corner so they don't have to change some part of their addicted life. Please, folks, let's take that same rule. How many of y'all like to cook? Raise your hand right now if you want to cook. It's okay, I can see you. I like to cook. So you get that new recipe, right? How many of you think it's a good idea to change a recipe before you've even tried it? That's typically not going to work out too well, right? So what do we all do when we get that new recipe? We prepare it basically the way that somebody has given it to us. And then after we've tasted the food, we're like, oh, okay, I can make this little modification here. I think it'd be good if I did a little this, a little bit. Try the recipe first, okay? Try the recipe of grounding your body for a good month. Okay, and I mean a good month. All the literature is suggesting it takes for most people about 5 to 8 days for their body to really start to take advantage of what's going on, but it's going to take a full lunar cycle when you really get down to it because the body heals in 28-day windows, okay? Make sure that you try it out for a good month. The grounding sleep system, putting grounding mats under your technology, changing your addicted, breaking the addiction for your phone. Okay, learning how to turn off the antennas on your phone. It's all in this EMF guide for you that you get to learn how to do all these things and integrate it into your life so you don't have to live a moment of your life in fear with these EMFs. You don't have to think about, oh my God, if I only had a shield. You're the best shield in the world. It's called the world, okay? Then after you've explored it for a good month, then come back and talk to me. Well, doc, what if we did this? What if I did this? Or, hey, I tried this and it actually felt like it was still fine. I can live with that. But if you're coming at me after I've worked my butt off to come up with like a gourmet recipe that I know works, and you telling me you want to sprinkle some more salt on my gourmet recipe after I've already tested it out, as a chef, I'm going to be looking at you like you've lost your mind. Okay, so please try it out first and then start talking to me about modification. All right, I love you enough. Show me some love back in that way, okay? And we all gonna get along. Now, I will say, make sure you go to Energetic Health Institute because that's where you can get it. If you can't find a link for whatever reason on our site, we're still kind of organizing our site. This has been something put together real fast. Go to the production, not the testing. Go to Healing for the Ages. There'll be a direct link right there on it. You'll see a little button that says download the EMF guide and it'll take you to it, okay? But just get this out, okay? I mean, what should I do here? I mean, I'm not good at begging. I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm terrible at it, okay? This is so important. If you needed me to, I would actually beg you to go and do it. All right, that's how important this is to saving your life and making all the natural stuff we're doing start working again. That's how important this is. This is a foundational, essential skill set, and it needs to happen. Okay, so if you're going to talk to me, when you send me a question in, you send Dr. Artis a question in, you're going to send Dr. Janice Schmidt, Nicola Burnett questions in, I'm going to tell you the first thing we're going to be thinking is that when you're asking us about a supplement, if this work, how do I heal this and that? My first question is going to be, are you grounding and earthing at least 8 hours a day? That's going to be my first response back to you. Then my next one is going to be, are you drinking water that you can confirm is purified the way we've taught you how to do it? Because if you're doing those two things, a lot of your questions are going to go away. You know why? Because you are going to start feeling way better than what you feel right now. Okay. There we go. All right. Soapbox. I'm stepping down off of it. Get the guide. Okay. Let me say it one more time for my own self because I just need you. Get the guide. Watch the videos, please. They explain so much. Okay. Love you. All right. Let's go get some questions in. Where are you? Questions. Let's go get some questions. Who wants to ask a question of me? Let's see. Ray Lee is going to be up with the first question here. I hope I can answer it. If I can't answer a question after I read it, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't know. I don't know. Ray Lee is saying, back with another question. All right. High five, Ray Lee. My daughter is pregnant with baby girl number 2, due May 31st. Congratulations, Ray Lee. She breastfed for 8 months with her first, but got really exhausted. Ooh, so we start thinking about mineral depletion at that point. All right. Because mama is always giving a lot through her breast milk. So we start thinking about mineral depletion. We got to make sure we're replenishing. And everybody keep in mind, that's very, very true if babies are really close together as well. And one of those signs for moms that are expecting, moms that are breastfeeding, and we've had some moms who are expecting and breastfeeding at the same time. That's a rough one on mama's body, okay? That is a big, big rough one on mama's body. You'll see it in very brittle nails, but especially very brittle and thinning hair. That's when you know there's severe mineral depletion right there. So that's what I would say is probably some of the exhaustion. So what is the question here? What should she take? See, here we go. Everybody, you see how the pharmaceutical industry has us trained? What pill should I take, right? What should she take and when should she start? Now, before baby, or wait? Thank you so much. Okay. And go pack. Oh, we're gonna do that. You gonna drop a cheesehead on me here, Ray Lee? You already got Josh Jacobs. Isn't that enough? Come on, that's messed up. All right. Number one, I'm gonna tell you what I just said. She needs to be grounding. Let's get those electrons back in the body. Totally healthy for mama, whether she's expecting, whether she's breastfeeding, totally healthy and really essential for it. One of the things I would love to see mamas doing is earthing while they're breastfeeding. Take those shoes off, go sit in a chair outside, put your feet on the Mother Earth while you are giving to your baby, while you are mothering. That's mama one and mama two helping baby three, okay? Big deal. And because baby is connected to your breast when nursing, as long as your feet are on the ground, baby is grounding as well. Baby is earthing as well through your body. How cool is that, right? There are grounding mats and grounding blankets. We haven't tested everything, but everything we've tested so far in the industry works. There are grounding sleep systems, totally great for babies. They have actually sleep systems for cribs. Little mats you can put in the cribs and let the babies lay on. There's all kinds, it's totally safe for babies, okay? So my first thing before you take anything, it would be let's recharge, because when you are earthing, when you are grounding, that's exactly, and I'm not making this up, I'm not using some hyperbolic word. You are actually physically recharging your body. Your body's an electric device. It's actually an electric battery. When you get down to it, okay? And you are recharging every minute that you are connected to Mother Earth, every minute that you are grounding, you are recharging your body and recharging baby. So that's going to be a big one. Next thing would be, let's make sure that you're getting a good mineral formula into you. The one I would recommend highly right now is Dr. Group's Global Healing Ormus, Earth Minerals. Okay, it's a delicious formula. It's liquid, super simple to take. I go through bottles of it. I just love it. It is fantastic and it's perfect for you, mama. And that's where I would begin. Okay, I might look at some copper, but I would want to test the hair and see if you are deficient in copper or not. We're going to have a new test, new health screening, I should say. Being released at the Energetic Health Institute in April for heavy metal analysis and essential mineral analysis using hair or with urine. So there's going to be some really cool stuff coming out there for you to check on yourself. And that way you don't have to guess when you can know. And then as far as that, we also, of course, have to make sure you're taking a really good prenatal vitamin with at least 700 micrograms of folic acid in it. That's kind of the minimum. And we want the folic acid to be in the 5-methyl tetrahydrofolate form, so 5-MTHF form. So make sure when you're looking at prenatal vitamins, 5-MTHF for folate is going to be the best, most absorbable form for that, okay? But I'd start there. I'd start with earthing and I'd start with clean water. And that's, you're going to hear, I'm going to be a broken record, y'all. Earthing, grounding, same difference. Grounding is just earthing with a device helping you maintain that connection. So earthing, grounding, clean water, then we can talk about supplements, okay? Let's go to the next one over here. Who we got? Molly. Molly says, hi, I'm a regular listener. Thank you so much, Molly. Really admire Dr. Artist, don't we all, right? Cool dude, right? Says high five to me. Boop. Big high five to you back. Dr. Schmidt is lovely too. Yes, she is. I just think you should, oh my God, don't say, Molly, I can't even read this. How? You know? Yeah, I got you. Molly, we do welcome your opinions. I'm going to encourage you to make sure that they are said gracefully, okay? Because I disagree with you, and I'm going to tell you on this radio show, my voice matters a lot, okay? Let's be in love with what we're doing. Let's be in love with each other, and let's hug each other and not get into who we like more and who we like less and stuff like that. That's not cool, all right? I'm not going to even be down with that. So y'all don't bring that noise to me ever, okay? Nicola's going to be a part of the show as long as Nicola wants to be a part of the show, period, end of story. All right, I got you. Yeah, see, that kind of stuff gets me heated. You know what I'm saying? That stuff, I'm looking at one of my show producers on me right now. That kind of stuff just gets me heated, you know, because it's unnecessary. It's like, look, it's okay. You can have your opinions and you and everything, but you don't need to tell me what I'm supposed to be doing with something that is here to save humanity. Don't do that to me, y'all. Thanks for the EMF research. Pam says, you are welcome. How can we measure our before and after earthing AC and DC? Okay. So current, and it's not current that you're measuring voltage. All right. It's voltage potential AC and voltage potential DC that you're measuring. You would get yourself a basic, I think a multimeter. I know you can just get a voltmeter, but a basic multimeter would give you a few more options, check some things later down the line. And then what you do with the with it is you make sure that you make sure that you are taking the common, which would be the black probe, and just follow the instructions. And you take on the outside on the earth, put the black probe into earth, and then hold the red probe, and that'll show you what's happening in your body as you are connected to Mother Earth, as you're a part of that circuit that you're creating. So what I'd say to you, Pam, is go and watch the videos because you'll see examples of me doing it. And I know we're going to have to talk about this because a lot of you are doing a great job and you want to be fantastic students. Pam, this is a great question. I definitely want you going and getting a multimeter. I'm using just a basic Klein multimeter. I didn't even know the model of it. It was just something that I picked up at Lowe's. So you can just go to the hardware store and get one. This was about $50. There are some people that swear by like the Rolls Royces of multimeters, and that would be the Flukes, which can be as high, I've seen as high as $800. I'm not spending $800, y'all, on a Fluke. Okay. I'm not doing it. All right. I've already proven some stuff like that. But what I would do is just, Pam, go watch the video, and especially that first video, watch it start to finish, because I do this at the end where I show you how to plug into Mother Earth with one of the probes and then check your voltage AC and then check what your voltage DC is, okay? So we'll be right back after these messages. And folks, we'll be right back after the messages, a few more of your questions. Okay, thank you.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX Throat Spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
All right, healers, welcome back. I don't know if we're going to have time for any more questions today because I'm upset and I want to be, you know me, I'm going to be real with you all the time. I'm upset. This isn't to blame anybody. Okay. I'm not doing this. I want to use this as a teaching opportunity for all of us. Okay. We've been through a lot. We're all into, what they used to call shell shock syndrome, you know, it's PTSD, whatever you want to term it. We've all been traumatized by the last 4 years and everything. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk and just teach from my personal experience right here. Because I used to be ridiculously egotistical and I used to be ridiculously judgmental. Those things go hand in hand, quite frankly, a lot. But that's not the only way to be judgmental. And I'm going to say something to you all, and I want you to get this. There is only one judge, and we are not that judge. And I'm going to tell you something else. You don't want to be that judge. That is a rough job. To have to be so patient with your children to let them make mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake and love them stronger each time they make a mistake and still believe in them that they're going to get this even when they're not showing you that they are getting the lessons. That's what my creator is for me. All right. One of the things I've seen tear us apart is trying to pedestal people that have just simply done something that you haven't done yet. That's all it is. And I've seen people get put up on these pedestals, and I'm not going to name names because that's ridiculous too. But we've all seen it happening in this supposed movement where we start trying to celebritize folks. Why do you think I don't allow that to happen with me? I want no part of that. Why? Because the message is greater. The message is to use that energy to reestablish your relationship with your creator. The message from me is to celebrate God. To the glory goes God. And to God goes the glory. The blessings come down. When the glory goes up, the blessings come down. And those blessings show up as lessons before they become blessings. We have to have the wherewithal as students to learn the lesson. And then it becomes the blessing. And the two signs of a person who's in pursuit of their own healing, something that I am now terming very openly with everybody, re-enlightenment, not enlightenment, but re-enlightenment, are the very things that Nicola Burnett and Ed Group and Brian Artis and Jana Schmidt and Kevin Jenkins and John Hewlett and Jonathan Otto and Sayer G and so many people like them exhibit. I can go on and on and on and on and on naming names. But the two qualities that all of these beings who are re-enlightening and showing the world that you can have a choice of being re-enlightened are gratitude and grace. Now, we see a lot of gratitude. I'm not going to front. There's so much love that comes our way. I'm so thankful for you, Dr. H. I'm so thankful for you, Dr. Artis, Dr. Schmidt, Dr. Grubla, you know, and all that stuff. There are so many. coming with us with so much gratitude. And I'm going to tell you, it is felt, it is appreciated, and it is mutual. Because without you all doing all this heavy lifting of even listening to us, exploring some of the things we're saying, we're just a bunch of crazy people on the air. You're the ones that make the magic happen. You're the gift. I mean that. I don't have a family anymore. My family has completely cut me off. But I found a better family. Everybody at EHI, at the Energetic Health Institute, everybody at Healing for the Ages. And my family, I'm going to tell you this straight up, I love every single one of them anyway. There is nothing that they are going to ever be able to do or say to me that is going to make me not love them. And the door is always open and the light's always on. Because I have accepted the fundamental principle. There is one judge, and I am not him. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you come after anybody in my family, even if you in my family, I'm going to have something to say back to you. I don't allow that to happen. God didn't put me on this earth to be silent, not with the mouth I got. I was expressly told on January 5th, 2022, in a very clear vision, I am here to speak truth. So I'm going to speak it to you now. Please do not bring to me anything where you put any one of us on a pedestal. Please do not bring anything to me where you put any one of us against each other. That's the work of the devil, straight up. That's the work of darkness that does that. And please do not tell me what we should be doing with our show that is for you, a service to you. We're always open to suggestions, but I'm not being told what to do. And please do not try to tell me that somebody that we love and trust is not welcome in this family. Somebody that has a good heart, is a good person, and has been serving humanity for 30 years. You tell me what God you believe in would denounce that person just because maybe they see the world a little bit differently than you do. It's our differences that keep us strong, not the other way around. Now, I've had to grow a lot over the last 25 years. And if I got a lot more to grow, I'm going to do that work. And I'm going to grow. But I know that work involves us being honest with each other and honest with ourselves. And I wouldn't be who I am, someone that y'all do actually admire, for those of you who do, if I let anybody in my family get attacked even a little bit and didn't have some words back on it. So I'm going to tell you right now, with me, I want you to know what you see is what you get. It's not an act, and it's not by convenience. What I am asking out of everybody that is participating in this community we're creating is to leave the judgment to the Almighty. Accept people for who and what they are, when and what they are, and how they are. Let them be what they're going to be. We're all just trying to figure out all this stuff, and it's crazy right now. But if you bring people in to you that disagree with you, that are different, and you hold them in a place of love, and you let people make mistakes, including yourself, you're going to find that you get that second piece of re-enlightenment that's so important, connected to, that you move away from just being someone who's always in gratitude, which you all are, and we love you for that. But you take that next step forward in your journey to re-enlightenment, your journey on your healing path, your journey back to your creator, you take that next important step when you exhibit grace. And grace is the understanding that there is but one judge and you are not that judge. And therefore, it is okay for people to make mistakes and for you to make mistakes so long as they are not ill-intended. Now, I'm going to speak up for my sister right now. She's not on this program to defend herself. But I'm going to speak up for my sister right now, Nicola. That's a good person. And she got a good heart. So please don't bring me anything about anybody in my family. All right, y'all? Can we pinky promise that? Because I don't like this vibe right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't like this vibe. This vibe doesn't make me want to share all the goodness of God's medicine. You know? Let's be about what we really are. We are beings of light. Let's be about that light. And to be about that light, we have to give judgment to whom judgment should be. And that is God. Amen. Amen. Good. I've said what I have to say. Hopefully you heard it. If you're not feeling it, peace. We'll see you on the next one. The door's open and the light's on. Okay. Let me get one more question in here and then I'm going to bounce. This was from Amy. How long do I have to stay on nicotine gum for Parkinson's? Is it for life? That's a good question for Dr. Artis. I know he's working on a guide. Like, we're going to start putting out these free guides for everybody. I know he's doing it, but I suspect he would say that it's your body has alpha-7 nicotinic receptors all over the place. You're going to need some stimulation. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be gum, because remember, there's nicotine all over the place. And he just talked about this last night on Healing for the Ages. He said that, you know, you can look at eggplant, you know, you look at eggplant, you look at tomatoes, potatoes, they have a lower amount of nicotine in them, but they still have nicotine in them, right? So Amy, you know, good question for Dr. Artis, but just do me a favor. And if it's working for you, my question might be back, why would you stop, right? So you just got to kind of look at it like that. You know, thank God that we have something, you know, like that gum, right? Because what if we didn't have that? It'd be a lot worse, right? Let's see here. We got another question from Martha. Martha says, this one's for Dr. Artis, so I'm not going to take that one, Martha. I don't want to mess that up. But I will say, if you want to get and start working with Dr. Artis directly, you can go through Grave Care. I know he's starting back up in April, that he's going to start seeing people. So if you have somebody with specific questions and stuff like that, go and contact gravecare.com. You can put in promo code EHI and get a discount on working with him. I'm talking with Priscilla Romans too, that maybe I'll start up in May. Again, I don't know yet. I'm still kind of on the fence, just because I want to make sure I give people my best, and I've got a lot of things going on, but I know Dr. Artis is already committed to doing that. Hey, producer, how much time? Got it. Okay. Let's get a couple more in real quick. Emily says, I use the same mat, which I ground my feet on to go to sleep. Okay. Does it matter if the grounding mat is big or small? Will it make a difference? I haven't tested a small one for sleeping, Emily, but I don't suspect it would. You're just establishing that ground. So that's a really, really good question right there. You'd have to use like a multimeter to kind of confirm it and see, are you getting the absolute zero on the voltage AC? And is your DC going increasingly negative? Because if it is, you're there. Now, one of the things about a grounding mat, right, is that if there's any kind of fabric over it that's not conductive, so if you don't have a specific grounding sheet on top of it, it's going to be a block. The sheet, like if you were to put a regular organic cotton sheet on top of a grounding mat, it's not going to work. You're not going to establish the connection. Okay. So just make sure you have that skin to grounding device connection, even if there's an intermediary like a grounding sheet. I think the question would also be, Emily, how are you waking up? Are you sleeping good? Are you getting into that really nice dream state? And when you wake up, are you feeling refreshed? Okay. That's really going to be a big key here. Jane says, hi, docs. Thanks for all the great information every week. That's the energy. We're going to end on this one. That's the energy we're looking for, everybody. Let's be loving and positive with each other. I've learned so much from all of you, and we learn a lot from you, too. Thank you so much. My question is for somebody who's not here, Dr. Artis. I just started taking your EDTA, the microsomal EDTA, and was wondering whether it should be taken away from other foods and supplements or not. The same with the foreign protein cleanse. Okay, I can actually answer that one. So the foreign protein cleanse, you can take with food. The EDTA, though, we do highly encourage you take the EDTA away from food and on an empty stomach is best, everybody. Okay, empty stomach would be something maybe in the morning, at least 2 hours away, preferably about 4+ hours away from some food and other supplements, all right? Because the EDTA is really strong and has an ability to break things down and create some oxidation and things like that. So you definitely want to do that one on an empty stomach. That's what I recommend to my students, and it's been working out pretty good for the people doing it. And we're going to have some great questions there. So everybody, let's just get into a really good rhythm with each other, okay? And I'm big on this. I'm a team builder, all right? Molly, I want you still listening to this radio show, all right? There is no judgment coming out of me at all, and I'm not upset at you, all right? I want you to get that from me. I want you to hear that directly from me. I'm a teacher, and when I see a student making mistakes I've already made in my life, it's my duty to speak on those potential mistakes and share my experience and share my expectations and my hopes. That's my job, all right? The only way I can recognize that is because I used to be a judgmental prick, all right? And all it did was keep me completely disconnected from not only God, but the highest versions of myself. And that's what I explore now. And that's what I want all of you to be able to explore. And that path is real simple, gratitude and grace. That's all the time we got for today, everybody. I hope this was okay. We don't see you in the ratings, I guess. But I'm going to speak the truth at all times, even if it costs me. And what I'm going to tell you is, above all, I love you. And that it's okay to make mistakes. All right? It's okay. So may God shine his divine light down upon us all. Everyone we love and surround us in the protection of his warm and healing embrace. I'm Dr. Henry Ely. And these thoughts that I share today are mine and mine alone. They do not reflect America Out Loud, Healing for the Ages, Energetic Health Institute, or any other organization or person or anything like that. If you got a problem with something I said, put it on me. All right. I'm big enough to take that. And if you got something constructive to say, say it to me. Just make sure you say it with love. All right. And I will read it and listen to it and consider it. Believe me, I will. All right, everybody, that's all the time we have for today. Just want to say at the end, once again, I love you and keep up the really good work. We're seeing a lot of great questions in here, and only a student can come with these great questions. So keep up that great work, and we'll see you next time on Looking for Healing Radio. Until then, aloha and adios.